Hi there, welcome to this edition of the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones, and real glad that you could join me. Today, I'll be bringing you an overview of historic, contemporary, and future cultural events taking place in or emanating from our cultivated island of Cuba. I'll be right back. The Cuban musician David Blanco, or as they say in Spanish, David Blanco, will conclude the first stage of his tour on the 30th of August in Art in La Rampa in Havana, which ends a cycle of presentations in cultural centres in three provinces of eastern Cuba. The tour will begin on the 23rd in Guantanamo and continue on the 24th in Santiago de Cuba and on the 25th in Bayamo, this promoting his DVD, The Trilogy, or La Trilogía in Spanish, the third produced by the Biz Music Record Company in the author's artistic career. The trilogy contains a recent concert at the Carlos Marx Theatre, which included amongst the guests Mayito Rivera, Paulo F.H., Synthesis, Equis Alfonso, Tania, Cuba Libre, and Berazain.
El otro día yo fui rumbero, Antón Calla de Malo, donde se estaba jugando Palomón, que debe estar.
Sentí una gran frialdad.
More than 20 groups and singers will perform at the second Varadero Josone Rumba Jazz and Son Festival from August the 22nd to the 25th, this according to the Ministries of Culture and Tourism. In the first edition last year, one of the highlights was the debut in Cuba of Puerto Rican Gilberto Santa Rosa, no less. Isaac Delgado, founder and honorary president of the festival, recalled at a recent press conference, quote, "We wanted to have the presence of an artist like him, and we brought him from Puerto Rico." Delgado said that this edition will field 26 concerts in 4 days, from 9 at night until 4 o'clock in the morning. Delgado went on, "It is a very strong artistic event, and I don't think there are many festivals in the world with that many prominent musicians. There are also notable foreign artists, such as the Peruvian Eva Ayun, known as the Reina del Landó, and several times nominated for the Latin Grammy. The Quinteros Latin Jazz Project, led by Venezuelan Luis and Roberto Quintero, the latter winner of many Grammys, and the band Weedy Brima and the Hands of Time from Ghana in Africa, and considered the new face of African percussion. The event emphasizes genres such as rumba, jazz, and son, and will bring together a cartel of Cuban orchestras and soloists of the highest caliber, salsa, such as Isaac Delgado himself, the mythical Van Van, the composer Adalberto Alvarez y su son, Pupi y los que son, Alain Perez and Alexander Abreu, and Havana de Primera, just to name a few. Chinese audiovisual directors and screenwriters have launched their first film festival in Cuba in Havana. La Rampa Cinema and Multicine Infanta will screen the films until August the 18th. For the first edition of the event, a delegation from the Chinese Film Association have traveled to Cuba, the Cuban capital, plus members of the Chinese literary and artistic world. The festival was inaugurated with the screening of Beijing Family, a 2014 comedy that, according to its director, Chen Gang, addressed a new theme for the cinema of his country, as he talks about a traditional Chinese family and its relationship with a young Colombian that revolutionized everybody's life in the house. Director Zhang Yibai will screen I Belong to You, a blockbuster film in Asia, dealing with the hopes for love of three young people. China produces more than 1,000 films a year, and for this first festival in the Film Association are presenting themes that reflect the traditional culture, but also the social reality of the present. Cienfuegos is a popular destination for tourists in Cuba, and its capital of the province of the same name says its main objective is the development of visual arts in the territory. It is located in the Bay of Cienfuegos on the southern coast of Cuba, and it's famous for its colonial-era buildings. In the central square, the Parque José Martí, is the famous Tomás Terry Theatre, which is decorated with gold-leaf mosaics and ceiling frescoes. Nearby, the Provincial Museum explores the colonial history of the city, and the Arc de Triomphe commemorates the independence of Cuba. Several ferry boats cross the bay towards the castle of Jawa, an 18th century fortress. Now then, the next month of October, between the 16th and 19th, the 6th edition of the Visuarte 2019 international event will take place in Cienfuegos itself. Organizers have reported to the press that the annual event is intended to reveal how much is happening in current artistic expression, as well as being a step towards rethinking and influencing the immediate future, to creating a dialogue between art and everyday life, especially in its interactive relationship with the city and its inhabitants. According to the call to participate, it's a contest. Works will be accepted in all manifestations of visual arts: painting, sculpture, engraving, photography, digital art, graphic humor, installation, video art, and performance, all of which must have been created between 2016 and 2019 and will not have participated in previous competitions. The admission period expires on August the 23rd. The Visuarte Grand Prix, or Grand Prize, 2019, consists of 7,000 pesos, national currency. Similarly, there will be two other prizes in the same category of 4,000 pesos each. If listeners are interested in participating and have writing material at hand, more information is available at this email address. I'm going to read it out to you slowly. Visuarte, V-I-S-U-A-R-T-E, period, C-F-G-S, at U-N-E-A-C, UNEAC, period, C-O, period, C-U. So, the best of luck, and that's it from me for today on the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones.